Hello, everybody. Welcome to You, Me, Them, Everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby, sitting in a very well-lit Washington, D.C. apartment, and I am speaking with...
Esmeralda Leon in a kind of well-lit. I got the shades down, and it's dark outside.
It's already apartment. Dark. It's already dark in Chicago right now.
You know, it's gloomy looking.
It's Monday the 6th. Monday the 6th. Hopefully you're hearing this on Monday the 6th. I had some problems today. With the website, I think there's something to do with that Comcast thing that's going on. Do you know about the Comcast thing?
I did, because we have Comcast.
Did you have any problems?
Well, yeah, it just shut down.
Yeah, it's weird.
We couldn't get online. We were confused, because we were like, what's wrong?
Yeah, everyone didn't know if they paid the bill or not. We all pay the bill, everybody. We all paid the bill.
Well, for a second, yeah, I was wondering. I'm like, John.
Because money's not an issue for you. You're very rich.
I am.
You're very rich.
That's why I don't have to think about it.
That's right. You don't think about anything because you're very rich.
And then things start, you know, they go out, but it's not because I'm poor.
Nope. You're very, very rich.
But I like on Facebook, everyone was like, oh my God, I don't have internet. What's going on?
Yeah.
And there's all these solutions. You get on another DNS, whatever the fuck that is.
I don't know, a DNS line or...
I don't know what it is. It's something where you just change it on a setting on your computer, and there's websites that are like Google had a solution where you just switch over to something else. I don't know what it means.
Okay.
But anyway, you would get internet then.
Oh, okay.
You wouldn't be on the Comcast. But I'm just like, really? You can't just wait? It wasn't even that long.
How long was it?
Well, I read somewhere that it's from 7 p.m. to midnight.
Where? Like what day? Today? Like last night?
Yesterday, last night.
Yeah, we had some problems, but it was just slower internet. That's who cares.
See, ours was gone completely.
Our Netflix froze twice. That's the big... We had to wait 20 seconds twice.
Oh, we couldn't watch Netflix.
Ooh, what would you do?
I know. We just watched a movie.
What movie did you watch?
From a DVD.
Ugh.
What movie? We watched Public Enemies.
Which one? The Johnny Depp one?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
It was all right.
I like covering year-and-a-half-old movies on the podcast. It's a lot of fun.
I like trying to figure out where they were, but then it all looked the same.
Oh, it didn't look all... They did a really good job on location.
Yeah.
It's weird.
No, but they would... They'd be in a building, and I'd be like, I think I know that one, but yeah. It looks like all the other buildings, so I don't know.
A lot of white people in this film, huh?
I know. I was actually telling John yesterday I would have loved to have been an extra, but I don't think there was a lot of brown people.
They had an Italian actress in the lead female role.
Wait, who?
The one he falls in love with.
She's French.
Oh, is she French? I thought she was Italian for some reason.
No, she's French.
She was also in Inception, everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Vans hit water in slow motion in Inception.
I just saw that, too.
What'd you think of Inception?
It was all right.
It's hard to say the movie title Inception many times.
I just now have the need to give people crazy ideas and then just go... I also wanted to start singing.
Wait. Go ahead.
Shut up. No, I wanted to start singing Virtual Insanity by Jamiroquai.
Jamiroquai.
But they were in that.
I bet Jamiroquai smelled really bad.
The moving hallway? Just made me think of that.
It made me think that Joseph Gordon-Levitt looks like a little boy still.
He does. And he didn't have facial hair, did he?
No, he didn't. No, he did not
so
have
facial
hair.
So that made him even... Yeah.
I had to shave because I started my job today.
Oh, you have a job now?
Yeah, I had it.
See what happens when we don't talk?
For a whole week.
You get a job.
Today was the first day of training for my job.
Did you become rich?
I'm very rich now.
You're very rich and you have a job.
I'm very rich and that's why we're doing a podcast in the middle of the afternoon on Monday.
Yep.
Very, very rich.
So, how did it go?
Just fine. I can't really talk about it because I'm working with kids.
Oh, but it went well.
Yeah, it went well. I like it.
That's good.
I just don't like the pay structure, everybody. I'm still broke. I lied. Still very poor.
Well, I'm not rich either. We're all starting off with lies today.
I'm very rich, everybody. I want all of your money, though. Money. So, that's that. You got any news stories for us? Or should we catch up? Should we catch up or do news?
It's been a week.
The last live show was last Monday. That's been on the website for a few days now. I did a live show on Thursday. That's going to go up after the show.
How was that?
That was a show. I'm glad it's over with.
I heard the owners wanted you to yell more.
Yep, you read my Twitter feed. It was cool. They're like, you could... Because here's the thing about the Looking Glass. It was great because it was packed, you know?
Good.
It was a problem because people were there just to drink.
That's good.
No, it's not good.
Any way you can get them in there,
that's true, but they didn't know that they were going to have to sit through a talk show.
Oh.
So there's like 10 tables and then a bunch of other people at bars, at the bar. And standing in, on 8 of the 10 tables ended up being quiet and watching the show and enjoying the show. Everyone at the bar enjoyed the show, which was surprising because the bar is... I didn't know that they could hear the show at the bar. They put us through the entire like room speakers.
Whoa!
I know. And then, but there were these two tables like in the middle of the place that did not shut the fuck up. And it was really hard not to just go back into my like regular persona.
Angry.
You know? Angry, yeah. Real life Brandon. Real life Brandon hates life.
You're like so at a new school and you're trying to be, you're trying to change.
I'm 28 now. It's no longer funny. It never was funny, but I realized I've passed the suicide age. I can't be like John Lennon now. Now I have to be nice. I have to be nice. I see
what that happens when you're much older.
No. It's happening now. Because up until 0 to 27, you're like, fuck it. I'm going to die anyways. I'm going to be awesome. And like people will remember me. Nope. That didn't happen. Now I have to be nice. My dream of awesome success followed by suicide didn't happen. Now it's really sad if I kill myself. So I can't kill myself and I have to be nice to people because I don't want to be like John Lennon. Okay?
All right.
With me? So, so the two tables were not quiet in the least. And they were very, very drunk, which is fine. Like that's one of the parts, that's why we do it in a bar, you know, to see if we can overcome that. And sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, we can't overcome that, and you just buckle down and do the show, and that's what we did. And it was really hard not to say anything in the microphone about those people while they were there. I was literally biting my tongue while conducting interviews, and you've seen me tear people apart. I know how to get people to be quiet. I know,
you're nice, Brandon, now.
I know, it's not...
You're polite,
it's
Brandon.
Not normal. It's not me. I'm trying to... Because here's the difference. There's a few people that can do a talk show and be good and like just go through it. I'm not one of those. I can't think of one that I know, but there are certain comics that could silence a crowd, even if the crowd doesn't know why they're there, and they're going to kill, and it's actually going to be a good thing. And that's Marty DeRosa. Marty DeRosa is the only comic I've ever seen who kind of thrives on an asshole crowd. Okay?
Yeah.
I don't want an asshole crowd. I want people there that know why they're there. And Marty could shut them the fuck down and actually, like, win them over by the end of the night. That's what I'm trying to develop. Does that make sense?
Yeah. That's a big plate to eat.
It's a big plate to eat. That's why you're the co-host.
It's a big mound of food you
got
there.
That's a big plate to eat.
It's going to be hard because it's made of porcelain.
That's a big plate to eat, everybody. Merle's second catchphrase.
That's a big plate.
That's a big plate to eat.
It's
all
a
of
plate
your...
made of food.
All of your catchphrases just sound like English is not your first language, you have dementia.
Well, maybe I do.
Both.
I just don't know it, and
that's
I think
a big
it's like
plate
a whole
to eat.
Characteristic, but it's really dementia. Great.
You got dementia at 27.
Wow.
You're gonna get benefits.
No, it's dementia because again, I think it's just a quirk.
Jesus Christ. So yeah, that was the show. How was the week in Chicago?
It was alright.
Alright.
Like,
anything exciting happen? Or...
What did we do? There was no Tuesday.
I wasn't
just
there.
Monday.
Oh yeah, we just did the live show.
So...
You have a show tonight to be at.
I do.
Tonight's going to be a weird show because it's like ambient, noisy music.
I know. I saw a video of the puppets.
Yeah, and then it's going to close with a puppet show and there's going to be...
Which aren't really puppets.
A projector. It's going to be weird.
It's like a shadow. Oh, yeah. It's shadow puppets.
If Kevin's there with his camera, will you tell him to record it instead of photograph it?
All right.
Try to get... I want to start doing Video Fridays. Did we talk about this on the show yet?
Nope.
We do Video Fridays every single Friday on the regular podcast feed. We're going to release a video. The first six have been cut by Aaliyah, our old intern. And after that, I'm going to start cutting some. And every single Friday, Video Friday, it'll be a variety of stuff that's been at the You, Me, Them, Everybody Presents at the Hungry Brain. So Video Fridays. Said that about four times in two sentences, so that's good.
At least it's not alliteration.
Yep. At least it's not alliteration. It's fun to say. So nothing exciting happened in the past week?
No.
Oh.
No, I don't think it did. We've just been we're decorating.
Ooh.
Or we're having a holiday party.
That's next week, right?
Mm-hmm.
Next Saturday.
You're not invited.
I will be in New York City.
So there.
Yep, I will be trying to set up this show in New York while you waste fucking time around a tree and a god I don't believe in. So have
fun. It's actually a very small tree.
Very small tree that I don't believe in.
And John doesn't want to put lights on it.
Why not?
It's 2 feet tall.
So?
I don't know why he doesn't want to put lights
okay.
on.
Okay. Why did you only get a 2 feet tall tree? Is it because...
Well, my cat will eat it.
Okay.
Fake or not, she'll try to chew on it. She already did try. And also, I don't really want a big, ugly tree in my house.
For the listener at home, Merle's cat is a dick.
She is.
She is a dick. I
bitch. I told this to you.
I would feed
no
her.
No one believes me.
Last week when I was in Chicago, I fed the cat. While Merle and John were at their respective parents' homes. The motherfucker would hiss at me even after I fed it.
She likes to bite the hand that feeds her.
Literally biting the hand that feeds.
She's okay with that.
But she loves your boyfriend, John.
Yeah, she does. I thought she would like you.
No, we are not
You're
friends.
You're a dude.
No, we're not friends. We hate each other with venom. So Thanksgiving sucked for you.
Yeah, it was not, yeah.
Oh, I had a listener. I feel real bad. He's, because I do my whole us versus them rant. And then he sent a message saying, like, hey, I actually shop at, like, Walmart is my favorite store, and I live in a small town or something like that, and I felt like a dick. Because Merle and I did a Thanksgiving show, and I said, if you shop at Walmart, you're one of them, not one of us.
Aw. Well, I guess if Walmart's the only store in town.
Nah, I shouldn't care that much. That's the moral of the story. The moral of the story is make me rich. Rich, rich, rich.
Like Walmart.
Like the TV and film persona, Richie Rich. Do you remember Rich with Macaulay Culkin?
Would you have a dog with dollar signs?
Oh, yeah. I would just do that if I was poor. I just want a dog with money signs. That's what I was getting to. The McDonald's in the house. Why is that a symbol of being rich? You know where they have...
For kids it is.
No, it's not. That's a symbol of being in an awful neighborhood.
No, not for kids.
No, because his McDonald's was like one of those express McDonald's.
Okay. Well, he's not going to have a full service one.
There's never good McDonald's. There's never express McDonald's in good neighborhoods.
Yes, but he can't have a full service. Like, who are they else are they going to full service other than Richie Rich?
McDonald's is pretty fucking cheap, okay? He's a billionaire, right? Isn't Richie Rich
a billionaire?
I know,
but he's still a kid.
How? So what? His age
is not... You could get the richest kid ever, and you'd be like, you want a McDonald's? They'd be like, yeah!
No, it's like, I don't know what McDonald's is because I'm fucking rich.
No, they know.
Oh, bullshit.
Are you kidding me? Let's go poll the richest people.
You're gonna because rich people love for you to poll their fucking kids.
Excuse me. Do you know what McDonald's is?
Do rich kids like the McDonald's?
They do.
Wrong. So how does it feel to be wrong?
Because, you know, 3 billion served doesn't include the rich people.
What do you think of Macaulay Culkin? Fan, yay or nay?
His lips creep me out.
His lips creep you out?
He's got those weird, like...
Are they very thin lips?
Lips or something.
Are they thin lips?
No, they're very full.
Very full lips?
And but they look weird.
That's the name of a hardcore band, Macaulay Culkin Lips.
Just look at his lips. He's got those weird, like, pouty lips that creep me out.
Well, there goes our chance to work with Macaulay Culkin on our Richie Rich reunion show.
Yeah.
So I was working on for years. So, I kind of decided to just go all out.
Culkin.
On my monologue at the Looking Glass. The first one was like a getting to know me type of thing. I did the Mr. Rogers thing. I did the Kanye West thing. And, you know, and I talked about in Chicago, the last monologue was about like censoring myself on Twitter because of the job thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I've kind of decided from this point on, I have to make it you know, I'm like a Kanye West song in that matter. I have to make it. And by making it, I mean sooner or later, I will get paid to do this stuff. Okay. This will be full-time job. Sooner or later, I'll be on television with the talk show. I'll be able to make films, etc. Therefore, fuck all. I'm saying whatever I want on Twitter like I used to, and I'm going to just do the show exactly like I want. I'm going to try to be nicer, but when I want to say things like I want to fuck that thing in the neck until it just squirts out and just puffs of air wisp out, like, I'm going to say those things, okay? I'm going to make it my own. Does that make sense, Merle?
As long as they're not about children, I think they're fine.
I like the kids. The kids are great. I would never speak ill of the kids. Now, the parents, on the other hand, that's where things turn around. I have to get rich, and I'm trying to get rich in a way where it doesn't destroy everybody else. Does that make sense?
That's going to be very hard.
Isn't it? You know me, Ezra.
It's going to be difficult.
Be real hard. We're not going to be in the bar forever, ladies and gentlemen. Sooner or later, we're going to be in the black box theater. After the black box theater, we're going to be in the small theater. Then we're going to be in the mid-sized theater, then the arena. And I'll probably do one arena show before I blow my skull off my head. But that's not the point. The point is to get to the arena before the gun comes out. I
don't want to be in an arena.
Too bad. I'm going to be in an arena, everybody. I'm going to be in an arena.
I don't like arenas.
We're going to have Dan from the Hungry Brain Bartend in the arena.
Does he have to run to each bar thing?
No, it's just going to be Kevin at one end and Dan at the other. Nothing's going to get served. It's going to be great.
Oh, God.
No, fuck it, man. We're going to make it. I've decided we're going to make it. That's my new thing. There's no excuse. We're taking this like a fucking job. I'm working at this too long not to be able to scream at people via Twitter. So,
That's the one thing you should be able to do.
Well, it's a start. I realize, like,
people on Twitter.
I haven't, since I've moved here, I've gotten my shitty B-size tits back. I've not read enough. I haven't been writing enough. Fuck that. It's time to get back on whatever the hell it is. That didn't make any sense, everybody.
That was quite a pep talk.
Yeah, fuck you.
What?
Number one, fuck you. With your pep talks. I'm ready to get in a fight. I almost wanted to fight a man yesterday. I was hoping he would just, like, shove me wrong. I was in a very nice neighborhood, and I just really wanted to fight a stranger. And that's a bad sign. That's a sign that something in my life is not going well. Okay?
Is it?
That's an awful sign. You don't.
Doesn't that happen all the time?
No, people don't. Normal people don't want to fight strangers.
Really?
Yeah. I don't want to fight strangers anymore. Well, I do want to fight strangers. That has to change.
See, but I've always wanted to fight strangers.
No. I'm not. No, I want to. No, fuck that. I still want to fight strangers. I have to stop fighting strangers.
What? No, wait. You have to stop fighting strangers?
I have to stop wanting.
Fighting the need to want to fight
both.
Strangers.
Both. Kind of.
When's the last time you fought with a stranger?
Never. I talk my way out of it.
Well, then, what do you... Why would you say that you need to stop fighting with strangers when you haven't even done it yet?
Maybe I'm schizophrenic.
You're fighting with the... Strangers in your head.
Yep. I don't even know if that's the right definition of the word. We need to be friends with a doctor.
Well, it's schizophrenic. They have, they hear voices and things.
We hear voices. We do. That's called the podcast.
I do. I hear them out of my computer.
I hear voices from a podcast.
And they sound like you, funny enough.
Yep, it's not good. It's not good.
It's so good when the voices in my head are Brandon.
Yep. Real angry and unsatisfied. Here's the thing. I never had potential. You hear about these people.
What do you mean you never had potential?
I never had potential. I wasn't ever one of those kids who were like, oh, he's going to be so-and-so. No, I was...
Oh.
It's never like, he was bound for this. No, I was bound for shit.
You were never a most likely to...
No, I've always been like middle ground. I was trying to get the fuck out of high school. I didn't care.
Were you on any of those lists?
No, I wasn't. Here's the thing. Like, I was a newspaper editor, and I started a film club, but then within like... 2-3 issues, I was kicked off the fucking newspaper, and like, like that's the kind of guy I've always been. It's like,
boy.
I'm not going to be in the yearbook, even though I did all the work, because I've burned a bridge.
That is what happens. You can't burn bridges.
So,
I always tell you this.
Now build all of my own bridges, and then destroy them with my hatred and anger, and then rebuild them with hope and charity.
That's nice.
So pretty much I found Jesus, everybody. I'm a very religious man now.
You found your own Jesus.
I found my own personal Jesus.
Oh, there you go.
Specifically the Johnny Cash cover of that awful, awful song. Did you like that song?
I don't mind it.
Did you ever hear the Johnny Cash cover?
It's I think four. I did.
It's not good. It's very bad.
Yeah, I don't mind that song. That song's fine.
It's okay. It's an okay song. It's not... powerful anymore for me to say any of this because everyone's heard it already.
We can just do reruns.
Just fuck, man. I just want to get rich in a way where
we'll cut old podcasts together to make new rants for you.
Yeah.
That are the same rants.
I don't want that either. Arrgh! I don't want to go back to Chicago for the holidays. That's not going to be good. It's not going
to
be good, Esmeralda.
To.
I know I have to. We got to change the show from Monday nights, too. We got to do it on the weekend. I'm sick of coming in for the whole one time I came in. I'm fucking sick of doing Monday night shows. We got to make it every night. I'm coming in for week runs like Vegas, like two shows on Saturday shit.
What are you fucking Cher?
I'm fucking Cher. I'm going
it's
to literally...
Celine Dion. Fuck. Next, you're going to want a whole replication of your living room.
I think I do in your bedroom. And your second bedroom is pretty similar to what I had in Chicago. It's probably nicer.
Oh, God.
No, we gotta change this up. We're going to get big now. We got to get real famous, so. Yep. That's that. And where the fuck was my steak, Chicago? Not one motherfucker took me out for steak. Not one of you. Or even offered. Not you, Esmeralda. People should take us out.
I was going to say, I haven't even had steak in a
while. No, you're part of this. If I get asked out for a delicious steak meal, you come with. You're the co-host.
What if they take us to Steak and Potato Factory?
That's
or what's
fine.
That place called?
I know what you're talking about.
Is it the steak? That place is
That's
awesome.
A start. That's fine, but here's the thing. All of you should be taking me out for steak. Anyone listening in Chicago should be taking me out for steak. You don't want to experience this show live in your ear while you try to eat delicious raw meat?
Should also come to the live shows.
That's
right. Do that either. But
oh, come on. See, that's the thing. Don't talk like that.
I'm trying to motivate them to show up.
Fuck them. I don't need them. I'm rich.
Okay.
Future rich.
You need them to buy you steaks.
No. If they want to experience this company, yes.
All right.
Ah, whatever. I'm just fucking around.
I'm living in that 21st century, doing something mean to it. Do it better than anybody you ever seen do it. Screams from the haters, got a nice ring to it. I guess every superhero need his theme music. No one man should have all that power. The clock's ticking, I just count the hours. Stop tripping, I'm tripping off the power. Broken, the school's closed, the prison's open. We ain't got nothing to lose, motherfucker, we rollin'. Motherfucker, we rollin'. With some light-skinned girls and some Kelly Rollins. And this white man world, we the ones chosen. So good night, cruel world, I see you in the morning. I see you in the morning. This is way too much, I need a moment. No one man should have all that power. The clock's ticking, I just count the hours. Tripping, I'm tripping off the power. Till then, fuck that, the world's ours. Fuck this Chanel and the whole cast. Tell them Easy said they can kiss my whole ass. More specifically, they can kiss my asshole. I'm an asshole. Niggas thoughts is Napoleon, my furs is Mongolian. My ice brought the goalies and I embody every characteristic of the egotistic. He knows he's so fucking gifted. I just needed time alone with my own thoughts. Got treasures in my mind but couldn't open up my own vault. My talent, like creativity, purity and honesty is honestly being crowded by these grown thoughts. Reality is catching up with me. Taking my inner child, I'm fighting for a custody. But these are possibilities that they entrusted me. As I look down at my diamond encrusted piece, thinking no one man should have all that power. The clock's ticking, I just count the hours. Stop tripping, I'm tripping off the powder. Till then, fuck that, the world's ours. Austin. powers. Lost in translation with a whole fucking nation. They say I was the Obama nation of Obama's nation. Well, that's a pretty bad way to start a conversation. At the end of the day, goddammit, I'm killing this shit. I know damn well y'all feeling this shit. I don't need your pussy, bitch, I'm on my own dick. I ain't got a power trip, who you going home with? How ye doing? I'm surviving, I was drinking earlier. Now I'm driving, where the bad bitches, huh? Where you hiding? I got the power, make your life so exciting.
Everybody, we're back, but for those of you that aren't us, we never left. Something happened with the call, whatever. Merle, do you have any news for us?
Kim Kardashian might be pregnant.
Yes.
With Kanye's baby.
Yes. Why is this good, Esmeralda? Is this good?
I don't know, because it's Kim Kardashian. But then Kanye might get tied down this way, but then probably not, because he's Kanye West.
He's fucking great.
But there is now a Kanye West spawn.
Yes.
If she's pregnant.
That's so great. Have you heard the new Kanye West?
Not all of it.
Oh, it's the best album of the year thus far. It's so fucking good. It's so good. Here's why I like this. Number one, she's awful. Everyone knows she's awful. She knows she's awful.
Yeah.
If she's self-aware. Everyone that has one iota of self-respect hates her, and that's good. Kanye West hates himself. But he knows he's the best. He's the ultimate contradiction. Having a baby with a Kardashian couldn't possibly be the greatest thing Kanye West ever does. This will be a limitless amount of fodder for his Twitter, for his music, for his rants. It's brilliant. It makes sense to me.
Do you think he would do it, though? He would say anything about it?
I think he will never shut up about it, yes. And I think I think it's brilliant. I think it's great. On the new album, he has Rihanna sing the hook for one of his songs, and one of the lines is I slapped her up and then I did the time. That's brilliant. He's fucking great. I love that this is happening.
Well, it's only a rumor. But
I don't think
like
it needs
very
to happen. I think just the fact that the rumor exists makes it good.
Yeah. Because they've been seeing each other on and off for years now. But this summer, they hooked up 5 or 6 times,
right,
according to a insider.
Yes.
And that Kanye said that he doesn't want anything serious, but Kim really likes him.
Damn right. How could you not? It's Kanye. He's the best.
That is true.
Would you date Kanye West?
No.
Yeah, why not?
He's conceited.
Yes. Like,
he's just too much of an ass. I would punch him in the face.
Yes, but he would talk about how he's an ass. He would.
I know, but that. I couldn't date someone who's an ass.
Is there
I would
a
punch
female
him in the
equivalent
face
of this? Does Kanye have a female equivalent? Not really.
I can't think of anyone.
He was supposed to tour with Lady Gaga before the whole Taylor Swift thing, and then he did the whole rehab bullshit. But I don't think he did.
I don't know who's loudmouth.
Roseanne like Barr, circa 89.
I know. Yeah, there's been in the past, but not anymore. Not really.
Maybe Madonna during the Truth or Dare era?
Yeah.
Not as good creatively. That album is so fucking good.
Maybe Lil Kim.
Maybe, but she was never that powerful.
That's true.
And it was all sex, and like she can't really shock anyone because she never had that mainstream acceptance. But motherfucker had Jesus Walks and came out on stage with fucking wings on. He's brilliant.
Rosie O'Donnell?
Yeah, no one cared, though. Rosie O'Donnell didn't cross cultures.
Yeah, there hasn't been anyone.
Just Kanye. Good old Ye.
See, but if there is one and they get together, would that just cancel the loudness
like,
out?
No, I don't. It wouldn't be like a super group where the...
Or would it become, yeah, like a big mega star kind of, we can't get close because their power is so great and the world is going to explode because of it.
Yeah, maybe it would be like that.
We have to separate them or the world will implode.
I don't know. I don't think Kanye could be ruined. I don't think you could ruin something that screwed up and perfect. You know what I mean? It's...
I see.
It's kind of like Mr. Burns's makeup in The Simpsons. Like, he has every disease, so no one disease can kill him.
Oh, yeah. He's on, like, it's balanced.
Exactly. That's what Kanye West is.
He's...
I don't know why I like Kanye so much. This is just one fucking tribute show after another to Kanye West.
I don't know.
All right, here's
I get it.
Really, like, do you?
Well, I remember back in the day with Oasis.
Oh, it's totally different, though.
That's but I liked them because, and people are like, oh, they're such assholes. I'm like, yeah, what's the point?
But they make the jangly guitars sound good.
But it's like I didn't mind that they were assholes.
Yeah,
I like
Kanye more because he's an asshole, because he's self-aware that he's an asshole.
Yeah, that is true.
That's the difference between the Gallagher brothers and Mr. West.
Yeah, they don't want to be told that they're assholes.
No, and Kanye's like, I am the biggest dick. I hate myself. Everybody, let's get drunk and drive. Like, yes, fuck yes. He gets it. Or not. You don't agree. That's fine.
I mean, he does. Whatever.
I'm gonna have
you think about him far more than I do.
Oh, I'm fucking obsessed. I'll have.
Have you bought tickets to anything? You have never. Have you ever seen him live?
I've seen him only. I shot photos of him at Lollapalooza for this when he was on the second album. But that whatever. That was Lollapalooza.
That was like a million years ago.
That was like 3 or 4 years ago, and sure, a million. He was at Radio DePaul when we were at Radio DePaul, and I didn't know who he was until like a week later.
Oh, was he?
It was like 2 or 3 weeks before Through the Wire came out. Will had him on a show. He got me the vinyl. I was like, this is amazing. The vinyl comes out, or the record comes out. Kanye's way too big to ever come back. So,
yeah.
Kanye West almost running. With Will West, everybody. Will West.
He's back in school, by the way.
Will is or Kanye?
Will.
Where at?
I think it's somewhere in California.
Good. I like Will. For those of you that don't know us, Will used to be something at the radio station where
he was the
promotions.
I think so.
Will was awesome.
And he would like stay in the radio station.
Yeah. Will West used to sleep in the radio station whenever he wanted to and totally bang chicks. He was the coolest dude.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
And he would call, what my favorite part was, John. When he met John, he would call him. Because John's middle name is Paul. He'd call him John Paul.
Yeah, he did.
And only John's dad does that.
Will was like one of those... West. No, because Will was that like cool black dude that every radio station had. Like, you have to have the fucking stereotype. You were the Asian Hispanic stereotype. I was the
Angry
guy with shitty glasses stereotype. No, we had every fucking category. We had like the sports guy that didn't give a shit about music.
Oh,
we had the uber geeky music director girl who wanted to bang somebody and did, and that was Katie. We had... I was the angry, like, opinionated guy, obviously.
We had our gay.
Yeah, it was fucking awesome. We had a gay, we had a black, we had a Hispanic, we had an Asian.
Brown.
We had an anger, we had a brown. It was We had, fuck. Yeah, didn't we have another Asian woman that did news?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, see?
Crap, I forgot her name.
Whatever.
She was very nice.
It's exactly. We fucking hid every target. It was great.
Oh, and remember when our head dude, Scott, went to India?
Yes, I do. They went to Dubai.
It's like, what the hell?
Yeah, they went to Dubai. And this was like before everyone, like now everyone knows what Dubai is, or Dubai.
Yeah.
But it was kind of weird. And they brought all these guys back to the radio station. They're like, we can say anything? And we're like, yeah, man, we don't care.
They thought we were the coolest people ever.
I forgot that you can't just like make up shit. And because people like think you're telling them, like, fact.
Yeah, well, you are the media.
I am the media.
People believe the media.
People believe Kanye West.
They do.
I'm going to put a Kanye West track between the two parts of the show.
So that, okay.
There's your Kanye fix. You've already heard it, everybody. It's a very good song, isn't it?
Which one?
Power.
Oh, yes.
God damn, that song is good.
Yeah. Oh, and I watched SNL with Robert De Niro.
Yeah. And oh, fucking Diddy.
Was it Diddy Dirty Money?
Diddy Dirty Money is totally ripping off Kanye.
It was.
And it's not good. It's not fucking good. Well,
of course not, because Kanye already did it.
And here's the difference. It's very simple. It's the whole Bush Nirvana thing. He had too much money. He had already lived through this shit. He was way too old to be trying to cop to that. That's the problem. It's so bad. Diddy's a piece of shit that uses people. Kanye makes all of his music. That's the difference. And also, Kanye is self-aware and makes fun of himself.
And I'm confused by what that Diddy Dirty Money is.
It's just another name.
Well, no, because he played two songs, and the second song, it was he had these two women up with him.
It was the same women from the first song.
Well, yeah, but they sang most of the second.
That's song. What Diddy does. He's a piece
and
of
he
shit.
He sat there, and then these chicks were like grinding up on him.
Yeah, he's awful. If you like Diddy, you and I are probably not friends unless. We're talking about, it's all about the Benjamins Diddy era when Dave Grohl produced a track and there's the Rob Zombie remix with Lil' Kim. That's a cool-ass song.
Oh, yeah, I do like that song.
That's the best Diddy song. But all the rest, anything post-98 and pre-96, we're probably not friends. Not that I don't like.
I also like.
I just don't think we run the same circles.
I also like the money one. The one with the shiny jump jogging suits.
That the Mace video, the Mace song?
Yes.
Yeah, that's Mace. That's featuring P. Diddy. Puff
and
Daddy.
Notorious B.I.G.
The only rapper where you can hear him getting fatter. Even Big Pun and Fat Joe didn't sound as fat as B.I.G.
And they died.
One of them died, one of them lost weight.
Big Pun died for being fat. At least Notorious B.I.G. got shot. He didn't die because he was fat. Or maybe he did. Someone didn't like him because he was fat.
Yep,
but now I'm just speculating.
All gang violence is just fucking.
They don't like overweight people.
Yeah, I don't know if you knew that world, but that's what that is.
That's what happens. They shoot them once they go past a certain weight.
Let's do one more story and wrap up this awful, awful egomaniac podcast.
Oh, man, someone's gonna like come after us for talking bad about.
Well, they're not gonna run after us. Blah, blah, blah.
Well, they won't. They'll just shoot us.
Just turn the corner quickly.
That's why they have guns, because they can't run too fast. So.
All right. This is from the New York Times. In Kentucky, Noah's Ark theme park is planned. Facing a rising tide of joblessness, the governor of Kentucky has found one solution, build an ark. The state has promised generous tax incentives to a group of entrepreneurs who plan to construct a full-size replica of Noah's Ark, load it with animals and actors, and make it the centerpiece of a Bible-based tourist attraction called Ark Encounter. Since Governor Stephen L. Beshear announced the plan on Wednesday, some constitutional experts have raised alarms over whether government backing for an enterprise that promotes religion violates the First Amendment requirements of separation of church and state. But Mr. Beshear, a Democrat, said the arrangement posed no constitutional problem and brushed off questions about his stand on creationism. So what do you think about that?
It's going to smell in there.
You think so?
What? Are you kidding me? They're going to have two of every animal? It's going to stink.
Do zoos smell that bad?
Yeah.
You think so? I don't think zoos
really smell. Really? Go to the monkey cages. It reeks.
I don't think it's that bad.
Yes, well, two of every animal in a big old ark.
I don't think that's the issue. The developers
and it's hot down there.
The developers of Ark Encounter, who have incorporated as a profit-making company, say they expect to spend $150 million, employ 900 people, and attract 1.6 million visitors from around the world in the first year. With the Creation Museum only 45 miles away, they envision a Christian tourism corridor that would draw busloads from churches and Christian schools for 2- and 3-day visits. What about that?
Well, that's fine.
Here's where it gets weird.
It's going to stink.
Quote.
That's my only issue. It's
you're
smell.
Totally missing the point. Quote. It's our opportunity to present accurate, factual biblical information to people about a subject they're really interested in, end quote, said Mike Zovath, a senior vice president of Answers in Genesis. What do you think about that?
Well, it's true, isn't it?
No, it can't be true.
Well, they're gonna use the Bible and then do it that way.
Biblical, number one. And I know I'm gonna go on the whole woo thing, but it's true. You can't have those words in the same sentence. They contradict.
Well, not for them.
You can't have actual factual biblical information. Biblical information in itself is a myth. Therefore, it cannot be factual. Do you not see the disagreement here?
I don't care.
I know you don't
care. I'm still concerned.
God forbid we have a fun
smell.
A show. It's not going to fucking smell. Holy shit.
Reek.
It's not going to reek.
It's an ark. Should we go there once it's built?
It's a fucking ark. You can't. Oh, you're goddamn insane. It's going to be air conditioned, number one. There's going to be vents. It's not like it's going to be floating around.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Are they going to have elephants?
Do you think that the set of Bruce Almighty smelled bad? What about
most of them were CGI or some crap.
Do you think the set of Evan Almighty smelled bad?
No.
Well, then how is this any different? Do you think Great America...
Because those are... It's like going to the fucking circus. It reeks at the circus.
It's not like going to the circus. The circus
and that's open air.
It's temporary and it's moving. This is a permanent thing that has a giant staff of 900 fucking people. It will not smell bad. Does the United Center smell bad?
Oh, I've never been there.
Okay. Have you ever been to a stadium? Do stadiums smell bad?
No.
Okay. It doesn't matter if it's open air.
Well, yeah.
Why am I so upset about the smell? How are you hung up on the smell?
Because we should go and then prove you wrong that it will smell.
Of course, certain places, no matter what, a bathroom is going to smell like a bathroom. Everybody poops. It was a great name of a great book.
No, I was thinking, I'm thinking the animals.
The animals
will be
cleaned.
Probably not as good as you think.
I think better than you think.
I doubt it.
This is how you.
And it's the arc, and they're probably going to try to be more, you know.
You're never upset at life, are you? You're never just irrationally angry, are you?
No, I am. Just
but
not about
the giant money.
Not about arc amusement park.
Jesus, to build a fucking. Oh my! This does not bother you in one way. This does not influence you, change your tone at all. You don't care.
They're not moving me out of my house.
Oh my
as
god!
As long as it's not right here on Lincoln Avenue.
All this money in Kentucky could go to like I don't know, maybe have some free college. No.
You know, there's a lot of things. There's a lot of money that can be put towards.
But this
that.
Is literally going towards something. That
and anyway, do you actually think if that wasn't being built, it was going to go towards free college?
It should. Why not? Why can't it?
Probably won't.
The park will include a 100-foot Tower of Babel, a first-century Middle Eastern village, and a journey through the Old Testament, with special effects depicting Moses, the 10 plagues, and the parting of the Red Sea. For children, there will be a petting zoo, live bird and animal shows, and a play area with zip lines and climbing nets, all biblical-themed. Even the trainer, Dan Breeding, that's a name, will present animal acts with a gospel message about creation. You don't think this is a problem?
The smell's going to be a problem.
Oh, my God. Under Kentucky's Tourism Development Act,
it's Kentucky.
Tourist attractions can get
There's
up
probably a
25%
lot
of their development costs over 10 years from sales tax generated at the facility. Ark Encounter stands to receive $37.5 million, a quarter of its investment. So they're going to reap back a quarter of what they put in because it's in Kentucky. That's insane.
There's a lot of shit in Kentucky that you probably don't know about. It's probably worse than this.
This is pretty fucking bad.
So
that's all you
got. We should go to Kentucky and point out all their wrongs.
You don't think that this impacts anything else?
No, what is it going to impact? It's Kentucky.
Holy shit. This is why sometimes I fucking hate you. Holy God. You don't understand the correlation between this and everything else ever.
Nope.
You don't understand the difference between creationism and people that know that evolution exists.
You do realize there's already museums on that.
What? Evolution or creationism?
Creationism.
And I agree. I disagree with that completely, but this is fucking state money going towards something that supports creationism. And you realize that a lot of people that believe in creationism don't believe in stem cell research. and that hurts diabetes and Alzheimer's cause. So when I'm talking to someone like you who will inevitably have dementia, there won't be a cure because the money goes to fucking creationism. You don't see the correlation between all of this. You're not
Realize that there's already people in the government that already think that way.
Exactly. So why would you encourage it?
Yeah, but regardless of this thing being built or not, there's still people in the government that are
not regardless. Because this is a giant recruitment tool.
I honestly don't think they're going to be able to recruit people on creationism. I think the people who go there already believe in that.
Bullshit. I went to Six Flags Great America as a child, and I fucking ran through the giant carrots in the little Bugs Bunny area pit, and I love Bugs Bunny. And if Bugs Bunny would have had a religion, I would have been a Bugs Bunny religious nut.
Okay. Now,
you're saying a six-year-old on a fucking zip line won't pledge allegiance to whatever the fuck is at the end of that cord?
Yeah, it's but he probably already did.
Do you know how cool that is?
He probably already did, though. That's the problem.
No, you put me on a zip line, I'll believe anything.
I know, but he probably already did believe that.
Yes, but now the government is funding that zip line.
And it doesn't matter if the zip line is there or not, because his parents are going to put that in him anyway.
I'm an atheist. My mother believes in God. That's not
true. But you're not 6 years old.
No, but the six-year-old will have zip line memories. That's what I'm saying. Zip lines are awesome.
See, but then again, you have your memory of the carrots and Bugs Bunny.
Hmm?
You're not touting Bugs Bunny as the almighty creator.
Yes, because there's not a church for Bugs Bunny. That's my
And you don't point. Think that there's giant carrots.
Well, there are giant carrots at Six Flags Great America.
I don't think
near
that's...
Near Gurney right. Mills, where there's a lot of deals. No, you don't like deals anymore?
No. I think it all works. I'm rich, remember?
That's right, we're rich, okay. Everybody. Fuck this, we're on to kill everybody.
I pay everything regular price.
I pay more. I just tip everyone.
Yeah, I don't even if it's sale price, I'm like, bah, oh, that doesn't apply.
Fuck it. Changes for faggots and
full price.
That's my new catchphrase, everybody. I don't know if it's gonna catch on. Change is for faggots and assholes.
That's great.
Isn't it good?
Send letters to you, me, them, everybody. Whatever.
Send me your change.
Care of Brandon Weatherby.
Both a faggot and an asshole. I can't believe that doesn't bother you at all.
Well, what are you going to do about it? You're so angry about it.
Me? Talk about it on the podcast. I did my part.
That's it?
That's it. I did. I won't listen
all
to
right.
Kanye. Fuck
just
that.
Just complain about
I'm
going
to listen to Ye.
Just going to complain.
Don't
not
see,
do anything
God
about it.
God damn it, I am the media, Esmeralda. And I'm very...
All right. Well, we'll see what your ranting will do.
Totally biased. Towards whatever I believe in. You got to get out of here. You got a show to attend, and I have an open mic to hit up.
Ooh, are you going to do it?
Probably, knowing me. I'm going to scout, but knowing myself, I will probably go up and tell
you. You should go spread your word on the stinky arc they're going to build.
It's not going to be stinky!
We should go once it's built.
Do you know it's going
to
be?
I will prove to you it's going to reek.
They said ticket prices are going to be in the upper 30s.
Oh, that's too much. Never mind.
I highly doubt we'll get press.
I'm rich, but I'm not that rich. $30.
All right, everybody. If you hear this on Monday, go to the brain. If you hear this on Tuesday, go to the brain. If you hear this on Wednesday, thank you for listening. If you hear this on Thursday, come to DC and see the live show. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and please come to the Monday and everything else because we're really not rich.
I'm very rich. I have to go fly to Kentucky.
I don't want to keep up this lie if people are going to really think I'm rich and then they don't give me anything.
Wait until 2014 to go on this fucking biblical arc. I can't believe... Okay, whatever.
I can prove to you that it smells.
Here's Connie, everybody, and have a wonderful evening.